Welcome to the Pitcock Podcast.
No.
Today, we're tearing into a blueprint that I know a lot of you have been waiting for. It's all about how to, you know, genuinely exit the grind and get control over your professional life.
We're doing a deep dive into some really powerful material from Pitcock.
Yeah, their essential guide, Mastering Freedom, your home business roadmap.
It's a fascinating collection of insights because it really balances that high-level motivation with some incredibly practical tactical steps.
Right. So our mission today is to give you the most efficient shortcut possible. We're going to distill the core mindset principles and those 8 key steps.
We want you to walk away from this understanding, not just what to do, but, you know, how Pitcock suggests you actually go about doing it to build a home business that's really designed to last.
I really appreciate how Pitcock sets the expectation right from the get-go. He uses this fantastic analogy.
The weightlifting one.
Exactly. Building a home business isn't a sprint. It's like a daily regimen of lifting heavy weights. You don't just wake up one day and you're transformed.
No, it's that consistent effort, chipping away at it every single day until you finally start seeing real structural results where, you know, there was nothing before. It's all about that compounding effect.
And that ties right into the foundation of the whole roadmap, what they call the big why.
The motivation that justifies all that daily effort. Pitcock is very clear on this. The ultimate goal here is profound freedom and control.
Which means setting your own hours, calling the shots.
And maybe most importantly, getting rid of that soul-draining commute or being stuck at a desk long after the sun goes down.
That idea of control is just so compelling. Whether your why is, say, creative freedom or building a passive income stream or maybe just spending more time with your family.
Right. And Pitcock makes the case that you have to solidify that emotional foundation before you spend a single second on logos or websites.
And because this foundational stuff is so, so important, we should mention that what we're talking about today, we're extracting it directly from the best-selling ebooks available on the Pitcock ebook store.
Yeah.
So if you need that full detailed roadmap, you know, with all the templates and the worksheets that go along with these steps, you can download those bestsellers right now.
And it's easy to find. Just head over to www.pitcock.com/books.
www.pitcock.com/books.
www.pitcock.com/books. You can get the whole system there.
But stick with us for now because we are diving straight into the first phase of this roadmap. Let's call it phase one, the inner game.
This is all about the mental shift. Pitcock says you have to immediately adopt the hustle is real mindset.
And that's not about working yourself to the bone 50 hours a week. It's about understanding that the ultimate accountability, it's all on you.
Yeah, you're the one who has to show up every day. You're the one chasing the results and putting in the reps. No one else is going to do it for you.
Which leads directly into step one, know your why. So many people just jump straight into the tactic.
Oh, totally. They think, okay, I need a slick logo. I need a social media strategy.
But Pitcock just says, stop. Step one is about introspection. It's not enough to say you want more money. You have to define what that money actually buys you. Is it the freedom to take 3 months off a year? Is it the creative control to build your product your way without a committee signing off on it?
And the action item they give is so simple, but I think a lot of people skip it.
Let's write it down.
Exactly. Write down your why, put it on the wall, stick it somewhere you see it every day. That becomes your anchor when things get tough.
And once that anchor is set, you move into step two. Treat it like training.
This is all about making consistency operational. Planning your day not just by a to-do list, but by leverage.
Like a bodybuilder split workout. You're targeting the muscle groups, the activities that are going to have the biggest impact.
And Pitcock really focuses on tracking here. Tracking your wins is great for morale, but analyzing your mistakes. That's where the real growth happens.
Mm-hmm. You have to be brutally honest about what isn't working. The key insight is that small daily progress, even just 20 minutes of focused work, is so much more powerful than these big, rare bursts of activity that just lead to burnout.
Consistency beats intensity every time.
Exactly. And that consistency builds momentum, which is the perfect transition into phase two, right?
Yeah. Once you have the inner game locked down, the question is, where do you play? So we move to the outer game, building presence and marketing.
Okay, so this is where it gets tactical. Step three, build your online presence.
Your website is your mission control, your virtual storefront. And it has to be more than just okay.
It has to be slick, load instantly, and absolutely 100% be mobile first. If someone has to pinch and zoom on their phone, you've already lost them.
And that presence isn't just a one and done thing. Pitcock stresses you need this Rolling deployment of blogging, social media, and a proper email newsletter. These aren't optional anymore.
Now, for anyone listening who gets a bit intimidated by the technical stuff, Pitcot talks about SEO, keywords, backlinks. But they simplify the starting point.
Right. They say, don't try to compete on those huge generic keywords. Instead, focus on what they call long-tail keywords.
Those three or four-word phrases that are super specific to your niche. That's where you can actually get traction quickly.
And the whole communication strategy is just provide value first. Don't lead with a sales pitch. Share what you know, solve a real problem, and talk like you're talking to a friend.
Because trust, as the roadmap says, is the prerequisite for every single transaction.
Totally. Which takes us to step four, smart digital marketing. This is putting the engine in your storefront.
Right. And Pitcot identifies three main engines for growth: SEO, which we just mentioned, automated email marketing, and targeted social ads.
And the advice isn't to dabble in everything. It's to pick maybe two, master them, and go deep. So email and one other is usually a good bet. Targeted effort is way better than spreading yourself too thin.
And they make a really crucial distinction here between the goals of your content.
Mm-hmm. Engaging content builds traffic, but strategic content builds sales.
So for traffic, you might create a free checklist or a how-to video. But for sales, you need to build trust. So that means sharing customer stories, case studies, things that prove you get results.
And when it comes to scaling this, you have to automate what you can. That frees you up. But it doesn't mean you should be isolated.
No, they really push for community leverage. If you have a friend who is a whiz at Facebook ads, don't try to reinvent the wheel. Ask them for help. Join an online group.
Grow together.
That synergy makes all the difference. And, you know, if you are looking for more resources on this, deeper templates, specific tools to master these marketing channels, Pitcot has all of that ready for you.
Yeah, you can explore the whole range of tools and support they offer for every step we're talking about today. Just visit www.pitcot.com.
Okay, so let's shift into the final, and I think maybe the most critical part of the roadmap, phase three.
The long game, sustainability and scale. Because that initial burst of energy, it doesn't last forever.
It really doesn't. Step five is the reality check. Embrace the reality. Pitcot is so direct about this. You will hit walls. Your motivation will take a nosedive sometimes.
And that's not a sign you're failing. It's just part of the process. It's normal.
The key is cultivating that never quit mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And they have this idea of failing fast.
Which isn't just a buzzword. It means setting small, clear limits for your tests. You try a new ad campaign with the $100 budget. If it doesn't work, you stop, you document what you learn, and you pivot immediately.
And I think the hardest part is that middle ground, you know, when you're not failing, but you're not really thriving yet.
The slow grind.
Yeah. And Pitcot says you have to remember to celebrate the small wins. Mm-hmm. Getting your email sequence automated, your first international order. Those little victories are so important for morale.
They absolutely are. And that sustained momentum is what gets you to step six. Scale smart.
Once you've got a system that works, you know your product, you know your conversion rate, you have to stop doing everything yourself.
Right. And Pitcot outlines two pillars for this. First, automate your internal tasks. So things like email templates for common questions or using scheduling tools for your content.
And second, outsource.
Yeah.
Identify the stuff that's draining your time but not directly making you money. Admin work, basic graphic design.
Bookkeeping. Get it off your plate. Free up your mind for the stuff that actually grows the business.
And it's a constant cycle, right? You're always testing ads, tweaking your message, maybe expanding your product line.
You have to stay flexible. What works today might be totally obsolete in 6 months.
Which is the perfect lead-in to step seven. Keep learning and growing. Because in a home business, if you're standing still, you're actually falling behind.
Pitcot calls constant learning the gold standard for longevity. Things like courses, deep dives like this one, mentorship. It's like a compression mechanism. You're downloading years of someone else's experience in a fraction of the time.
You have to actively seek that out. And again, it's about community. Don't go it alone. Join groups, get feedback, find your blind spots before they become huge problems.
And that brings us to the final step, step eight, which really ties everything back to that big why from the beginning.
Longevity over flash.
Exactly. Everyone wants that viral moment, that one massive sale. But Pitcot says that's fleeting. Real lasting freedom comes from sustainable habits, a loyal fan base, and recurring revenue.
Recurring revenue is the key. Things like monthly subscriptions or memberships. That's what protects you from the ups and downs of the market. It gives you stability.
It's what lets you move from being constantly reactive to being strategically proactive.
So that vision of freedom we talked about at the start, This is how you get there. The ability to take a week off, a real vacation, knowing your systems are running, orders are coming in, and your business is still making money.
That is what earned freedom looks like.
Okay, so let's zoom out. The final takeaway, the core philosophy here. It's very simple, very direct.
If you want freedom, you have to commit to the grind. You have to learn, and you have to build systems that last.
Simple, but not easy. Nothing that truly transforms your life ever is.
A home business gives you the choice, but the results, they have to be earned. It all comes down to that one idea. One rep, one day, one win at a time.
So Pitcott's final challenge is really for you, the listener. Now that you have this roadmap, are you really ready to start?
What's that one small step you can take today, right now? Is it writing down your why? Is it setting up one email template?
Whatever it is, just get that flywheel turning.
Don't underestimate the power of that very first step.
We really hope this deep dive into the Mastering Freedom Roadmap has given you some clarity and motivation. If you're ready to get the comprehensive tools, the templates, and the best-selling ebooks we've been talking about, you can visit www.pitcott.com for all the resources to begin your journey.
Everything you need is right there.
Thank you for listening to the Pitcott Podcast.